Blog Talk Radio. imagine he will feel like today.
Near the
and I'll wait, hoping, hoping, trusting, ever, ever, till I reach, come on, sing it, until I reach my mommy, that golden chain, just beyond the river, just beyond the river. In the name of Jesus, from all your toils and all your hard work, I'm gonna find rest. Whoa, oh yeah, the rest. Wave your sorrow goodbye and say rest. Time you sing that song, you usually think about a funeral. Most of you, you've got that on your mind right now. You probably heard it at the last funeral you went to. Somebody you loved died. You wish you could have told them just one more time. I think of people releasing their loved ones. It's sorrow, but it's a sweet sorrow, because we know there's rest. The Bible says, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord, for henceforth now and forevermore they rest from their labor, but their works follow them. They rest from their toil. They rest from their sweat, but their works follow them. In other words, whatever they were working on follows them into the presence of God. And they go into that great cloud of witnesses, hand us the baton. And I think they do something on the other side for us on this earth that they couldn't have done for us while they were here. Can't you see a mother rocking her little baby, almost lifeless body? The doctor said, she's really brain dead. There's nothing we can do. And the mama said, can I just hold her one more time, please, before you take her? Tears are burning down her cheeks. And her only consolation is to know that that baby who has laboriously breathed and struggled for her last breath, now is finding rest beyond the river. I don't know how I can face death without knowing there's rest beyond the river. I've had the fascinating experience, however sorrowful, to be in the hospital at the bedside and watch loved ones pass away or members of my congregation. I've been called there just in time to see them laying there with their eyes as if they were looking out the window at, right through me, or sometimes at the foot of the bed. It's almost as if they were seeing Jesus, or maybe some loved one that had gone on ahead. Maybe the life support systems were still sounding and the little tiny beep of a heart going. Then after a while it flatlined and they found rest just beyond the river. A little tear trickled down that face. And you want to say goodbye, mama, goodbye, daddy,
I love you.
But they're not looking at you. They won't even change their eyes. It's as if they're focused. They've put them already in the presence of the Lord. And you just have to give your hands up and say, Lord, rest. Oh, hallelujah. Beyond that river. Come on, sing it. Goodbye, mama. Goodbye, dad. Goodbye, little boy. Goodbye, little son of mine. By river. Oh, hallelujah. You're serving for 20 years, 40 years, 50 years. And I'm gonna find rest. Beyond the turn to somebody and say, I thank God for the rest that remaineth for the people of God. You may be seated.
My. That rest is coming. That rest is coming. Soon we will be through with the trouble of this old world. Good morning, good morning, good morning. The brother of brothers, I thank God, and sisters, I thank God for truly another day. You know, I thank God that we don't have to force his spirit over here. I really believe that he resides. I believe he resides with his love, you know, because we're living in a time that, that it be true for man, evil is good. We really, really living in that time that you can do and say what you want to against God. And then when you uphold him, folks run you down. They give you a tag, Reverend. Holy rolling. They give you a tag, Reverend. You live too close to him, you know. Reverend, we're getting prepared for something, right? So we've been taught that we have to be serious about this thing we call life.
Yes.
You know, we have to be so serious about this thing that we call life, Reverend, that God is getting real close. While folks are having so much fun, God is getting real close, brother. You know, I'm going to say this with love, too, that we're going to be caught one day, and real soon. That he's going to be caught. And he's going to say, what did you do when you had a chance to serve me? I believe some questions are going to come, Reverend. That he already knew the answer. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's why the word has to be taught and preached, man. That he's coming today.
Yeah.
The word has to be taught and preached like he's coming today. We cannot be complacent, comfortable, because we keep waking up every day. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The day can be your last day. Every minute and second is precious to you. It should be, especially if you're getting up in age now, it should be real precious to you. You should have a tolerance of foolishness. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend? You know, you should have to watch your tolerance for foolishness. You know. What I mean by that, I'm not saying that we can't have fun. I'm not saying that we can't suck and jive and all that stuff like we do, you know. But I'm telling you, it's getting so serious that we put God behind and we lift up everything else. So I come again with prayer. I really believe, my brothers and sisters, this is a season for prayer. It is truly a season for prayer. If you in the ministry and you can go a whole day, whole week, without considering lifting somebody up, I'm not talking about you condemning them. I'm not saying that you know everything about their business. I'm saying you're concerned about life for all mankind. Especially if you say you're a minister, or you're a teacher, or you love God, and you love his word. Man, anytime you get a chance to tell somebody about the goodness of God, you need to tell them. Then you need to go make a prayer. So we're going to deal with Nehemiah this morning.
Man.
Nehemiah was a cupbearer for the king. You know, the Bible says and the man had to be a trustworthy person to drink the cup for the king. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. you know I like a river. I bet you. So you probably don't know too much about this, but I know you heard a little bit of it, that if we had some confusion over here, I'm serious. We had some confusion over here in the race community. We had some really, really, some I said this and I said that and this and that, and they're going to be some fighting, brother. You can have a lot of folks over here. They didn't already hit the one button, man. On the shiny, you know, their opinion about it. But we keep praying, man. We pray, Reverend, that the day is going to come when you can't run and you can't hide.
Yeah.
Because God will ask you about your service. He's going to ask you about your service. Reverend Nehemiah, again. If you just go back and look at his name means comfort of Yahweh. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Comfort of Yahweh. That means Jehovah. Yeah, the God, the one who created heavens and earth. You know, we just want to dive in some prayer again. We want to prepare to read chapter 1, and then we're going to be out here. So I thank God, Reverend, for the spirit of the song just went through. The brother told it well. Yeah, we're getting near the cross, brother. We're getting near that cross, man. And that cross is not a respectable person, brother. Is that right about it? It rains on the what? The just and unjust alike. That means he take your situation and my situation and he judge it fervently. So when you look at me and I look at you, I can't say he did you more than I did, and he did me. You know what? He only judged us. Because the Bible said after death is judgment. Then the songwriter said we resting. The book said that if you leave before he come, you're resting. So don't let anybody trip you out with what the end might be. The book says if you don't believe the book, you said you can't take something out of the 66 and put it where you want to put it. You have to believe in all of it, Reverend. Sometimes we're not going to understand the fullness of it until we get there. I really believe that. We're not going to understand the fullness of it until we see his face. So Nehemiah. I'm giving you a little time. You want to get there. Nehemiah. Yeah. Chapter 1, Nehemiah, it's in the Old Testament. Nehemiah, it's in the Old Testament. You know, I thank God for the spirit of the world that has God's attention. Help me, Holy Spirit. You hear what I say, Reverend? The spirit of the world has God's attention. What you saying there, Eric? Well, I'm saying that if you love God, you love or you have some kind of office in the God's ministry, you ought to be real steadfast in your prayer. You ought to be right there, Reverend, giving the word of God, not to please him, but tell him what thus says the Lord. You know, and I thank God for his Holy Spirit, Reverend. You got something before we get in this thing?
Oh, man, just praying and thankful. This morning, God bless us to see this day and gave us another great opportunity where we can reason in His Word, just thanking Him for it. Never want to take it for granted, but count it as a privilege, hallelujah, to be with you guys this morning.
Praise God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. We come with the most humble mouth we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for your sweet spirit that we come in not to draw off your power, Lord, that your Holy Spirit. Drawing off of your love, Lord, that we come together on one accord. Drawing off your peace, Lord, that surpasses all understanding. Lord, we just ask you to move, Lord, in our life, Lord. When we get in your word, Lord, we ask you to hide us behind the cross, Lord. Hide us with your love, Lord, that we always see you, Father God, and they not see us, Lord. Let the word of God speak to someone's heart today, Lord. Encourage them. Let them know that, Father, we need to keep running on. Don't put down what man said put down. Pick up you more and less of the world, Lord. Lord, help us today, Lord, as we convey your word. Help us, Lord, that we listen to your word. Maybe it might be a testimony. Maybe it might be someone needs prayer, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to go in the room, Lord. We ask you because we know you're a doctor, have never lost a patient. Whether on this side or the side you allowed them to see you, Lord, it's never been lost, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to make that plain, more plainer to the one maybe struggling with death, Lord. Lord, knowing that, Father God, that you don't make no mistake. Father God, we know that, Father God, that you hold life, and we thank you for life, Lord. So we ask you, Father God, to bless us today, Lord. Bless us if we come in your presence, Lord. Bless us if we always lift you up, Lord. Bless us if we walk in counseling with you, Lord. Bless us today, Lord, that we lean not to our own understanding, Lord, but acknowledge you in all our ways, Lord. Lord, let's put your righteousness in our eyes, Lord, that we could be able to be faithful to you, Lord. Can we believe you turn our faith unto righteousness, Lord? Lord, we thank you, Father God, for forgiving us already this morning. But, Lord, we want to say forgive us for our unknown sins that we know we do, Lord. Lord, bless us, Lord, that we strengthen for the things we weaken, Lord. Help us, Lord, that we try to do better in our walk, Lord. Lord, let me start off this day with your peace, Lord, and your love, Lord. We thank you, and we ask all this in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, did you hit the one button?
Brother D, you're going to have to. Good morning, my brother. Good morning.
Good morning.
I got no other morning. I'm about to get out this truck, so I might end up losing you guys. But I just wanted to comment real quick on what my brother just said because it's all so true.
Mm-hmm.
When you are a servant and you profess to love in Christ, man, you should want to do just what the Bible say. You should want to do just what the Word say. I will stand up before man on Mount Rushmore if I have to and tell him I know the man and they'll pardon my sin. You should be willing to tell somebody about God all the days of your life. And the question was asked to me last week, Brother D, why don't never preach? And I said, well, I haven't heard their calling yet. But until I hear it, I profess to be a man that loves discussing God's word. And I do it 25-8. So, my brother, I really like what you said there. You always tell somebody about God. But I'll be on as long as I can.
Yes, sir.
I might lose you.
Yes, sir.
I'll be on as long as I can.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I like how you present that, his presentation to that, because I really believe that you know what I like about this thing? That when you know God can convict your heart.
Man.
You know, when he can convict your heart, and my brother, when he convict your heart, there's nothing that you and I can block. You know what I'm talking about? Because what happened is you move out of the flesh into the spirit. And then the spirit starts speaking to you. You say, man, and you start talking to self. Self, what you think? No, I don't think. What you think, self? You be going back and forth. But you embrace his God love. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank you for it. I thank you for the Holy Spirit. I thank you for the peace that he had with us. Thank you, Brother D. You know, we ain't going to be long with this thing. Watch me now. Watch this. Well, Nehemiah again. we were looking at it. It's like a spinoff of the Ezra and Nehemiah was the prophet. You know what I'm talking about? And we know God has sent him around to do something. But at this time, we know Nehemiah was this cupbearer of the king. If you know what a cupbearer is, what it does, he takes his food and his wine before he eat it. So the king didn't trust nobody. So he had somebody he trust. So if he eat or drink the food that before the king get it, and he don't die or nothing happened to him, then he feel like it's all right, you know. So this is how they call him the cupbearer. He drank the wine. And he did eat too as well. The word of the Lord, the word of Nehemiah, the son of Hanukkah, and came to the pass of Kedar in the 20th year as it was in Shunan at the palace. And you know, one of my brethren came, and he, a certain man of Judea, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivities of concerning Jerusalem. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity, there are the providence are in a great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof burning with fire. And it came to pass, when I have heard these words, that I sat down, help me, Holy Spirit, and wept and moaned and discerning the days and fasting and praying before God of heaven. Now, I will, again, give you a little history here, that Nehemiah was one of the ones that came up in the time when they was in captivity, because Nebuchadnezzar came in and tore up the town, you know, Jerusalem. and now it was like it was open up. Anybody can come in and go as they please. And then the gates were burning, you know. There's 12 gates around this city of Jerusalem. And this 12 gates, he was there, and he knew what it was. But see, his father was buried there. His father was buried in Jerusalem, and it concerned him because he said everybody was going in and out, and there wasn't nobody stopping them. So it really concerned him because his friend came back and told him what was going on, you know, how it was going on in Jerusalem at this time. So he had a major concern. Help me, Holy Spirit. There are some things going on right now. There's some things going on right now. That's why I was saying earlier, Brother Dean and Rev, that's why I was saying earlier, that if you see something or you hear something that is going against God's people and God's word, look at how I'm saying, don't you know we're supposed to do something about it? Don't you know we're supposed to stand up and help our brother? They don't understand when you help them, when you're helping your brother. You know what I'm talking about? You might not help him verbally, but you can be praying, the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You might not have the finance to help them, but you can pray. You might not have the sources to rebuild, but you can pray. you know what I love about this story? That everybody that knows that been around Nehemiah has something in his heart, man. If I see my brothers hurting, if I see my brothers going through something, I said I'm gonna tap him on the shoulder, man. Man, that's try this the other way, because what's happening right here is what's going to happen. What you think going to happen, Reverend? It's going to be what? It's going to call confusion.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to call a man going to want to say, you're in my business. But if he or she have God in them, they'll accept God's love. See, his love sometimes is correction, my brothers. And his correction is to make you better, not to make you worse. So, and Nehemiah was thinking about this. The first thing he did, he wept and he moaned, and he did this. And the key words I want you to look at is fast and pray. But look what he did before God, not the God of the Babylonians, not the God of the Hagars and the golden calves, and not that God, but the God of heaven. Oh, help me, Jose. You see what I'm saying? There are some things that if you've been in the book just a little bit, the one time Jesus had to go by and heal a man and deliver him from a spirit, right? Because of his faith in God, God heard it, but because of the faith in his disciple, the spirit jumped on them because they hadn't the faith that Jesus had. Help me, Holy Spirit. So they asked Jesus, why did that spirit didn't come out? Why did it come out? He says some kind of prayers have to go through fasting and praying. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. See, you want what you're saying? The Jesus, when he did the 40 days, oh, he got prepared for this that day. I don't know when the last time you missed a meal. I don't know the last time you took time out and did a fast. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Did you sacrifice yourself for the Lord? I don't know when the last time that Nehemiah did it. Nehemiah said, right now, he took the certain day and he fasted and prayed before God. Now, watch this. Now, here go the prayer. Look at the prayer. And I see, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven. See, you got to, see, that's what I love about the book, man. You have to be specific, Reverend. You know, we just throw it out there,
yeah.
You know. I know we understand things because he do it through Jesus, right? But sometimes you need to be specific on what God has for you. This is why Nehemiah said, and I said, I beseech thee, O Lord, God of heaven, the great, what is it, terrible God, that keep covering, look what he said, and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandment. Look what he said, Reverend. He said, let thy ear now be attentive and thy eyes open that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel, that the servant, look what he said, confused the sin of, what's it say, the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. We have, I'm going to read some, y'all, dealt very corruptly against thee. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And have not kept thy commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgment, which thou commandest thy servant Moses. Remember.
Yes.
I beseech thee the word that thou commandest my servant Moses, saying, if, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, ye transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. I'm going to get somewhere. I'm talking about
right.
But if you turn unto me, help me, Holy Spirit, and keep my commandment, and then, and do them, look what he said, though they were of your casting out of the utmost part of the heaven, yet would I gather them this, and I will bring them unto this place that I have chosen to set in my name there. See, I had to read all that to tie it all up together. If you've been around the book a little bit, so what Nehemiah was doing right then, he was pleading because the gate was opened up, the 12 gates was opened up around Jerusalem. He was pleading, God had allowed this to happen. God allowed the Nebuchadnezzar them to go in and take the vessels and take the people off. God allowed it, and Nehemiah was asking for mercy. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He was asking for mercy, like in the days we're dealing right now. We asking God for mercy over this, what's going on we call life, that we treat it so personally. We call it love in the presence of God. Watch this here, remember? Because he did also said that he hides something from God. He said, I pray before thee day and night. I'm going to use this here. He said the children of Israel, I'm going to say the children of God in these days, right? The children, we pray day and night. And he said, even my father. See, the thing is here, what examples are you giving people? What kind of example are you leaving the people? Now, when I say father, I mean his father. And he learned from his father, and look at that. Now his kids are learning from his kids. What are you leaving to your generation, to generation, to generation? Is it a curse there? You know. Is it good that someone can look at you how you lead as example? Some people say, "Don't look at me, look at Jesus." And that's correct. But then also said the Bible said we should be examples for the people. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So he said, we are corrupt, Reverend. he said, we committed sin. That's what he said. And he know we deserve judgment. But he said, hear me, Lord. Hear my word, Lord. He said, I know we didn't keep the command, that Moses gave us. I know we didn't do that, but I want you to hear me. So as we turn, Reverend, if we turn,
yes,
sister and brother,
yes,
and when we turn, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, you know when we turn, right?
If mm-hmm.
Would you call
yes,
my
sir.
Name?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And pray.
Yes, sir.
And speak my face and turn
thank
from
the
wicked ways. He said the wicked ways now. Then will
mm-hmm.
I hear from heaven and I will forgive
mm-hmm.
them their sin and they will heal them. And we have to repeat this. He said, because now my eyes, here we go, y'all, shall be open.
Come
my
on.
Ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now I have chosen to sanctify this house that my name, here we go, y'all, may be there forever. And my eyes and my heart should be there for preparation. I'm telling you right
yes.
now, when you can, when you in the presence of God, when you praying to God, you just really can't just leave your sin over here and say, Lord, this stop me from running my mouth too much. But you got all this over here, Lord. See, because he wants to turn.
Mm-hmm.
And that turn is like a bow face, you know. It's like a repentance. Ask God for strength. Yeah, all of us fall short. The Bible says we all fall short of the glory of God. Every one of us, none.
Yes,
not
sir.
One of us righteous. But I'm telling you this, if we don't try to teach you to live any kind of way, we tell you to be subjective of the Spirit of God. When it speaks to you, you stop and say, Lord, help me. You don't have to try to do it all by
mm-hmm.
yourself. Because he got his son on the
yeah.
cross. Oh, he came down. Then he went in the tomb,
mm-hmm.
Reverend. Then what he did, he rose. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
then he rose.
Yeah, yeah.
he rose.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how he does
yeah.
it because, see, Nehemiah had to have the Spirit of God in him to think about somebody. Man, when you really dealing with the love of God, there should be none confusing, Reverend. It should be nothing confusing when you feel God's presence about somebody. It ain't that you're better than nobody. It is that God put love in you to be someone. So now if you're teaching, if you're preaching, if you're a representative,
yeah.
if you say you're a mouthpiece for something, man, let me tell you something, sisters and brothers, ask God for strength. Help me.
Yes, sir.
Ask God to guide you to be able to say something when you know you might get not everybody might not say amen. Ask God to help you, because what we got going on today, if we don't pray like we supposed to pray, look how this other generation is. It has flipped. Somebody been here maybe 40 years. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody might be here 50 years. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody might be here 60 years. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody might be here 70 years, 80 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the difference. You can see the difference. You can see the difference. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. Man, anytime I can't even imagine what I'm understanding right now in June, the whole month they get to this scene.
Mm-hmm.
This flagging
mm-hmm.
in your face. We men is so acceptable. Now people are so confused. They thinking that on their birth certificate is wrong. They think
mm-hmm.
it's wrong. Now watch this. Here. Not just them. Look at us. Who are out there is living in sin. Practices. Some
yeah.
people wake up sinning. They just wake up to sin. This well, I ain't got there yet. Well, brother, you better get in the hearing. Cause I'm telling you right now, you ain't gonna keep having this time. You ain't gonna keep having this time. So Nehemiah thought about what God had allowed the people going in like renegades. Remember, they running around going in now, and he wanted to stop. Remember, so he took it to the master.
Yeah.
He took it to the master. He said, "I know you know our transgression. Moses gave us the law, and all the what it does, the law to show us our sin. Lord, I ask for forgiveness." So he
mm-hmm.
not only just prayed for himself, he prayed for every mankind. That's all we're supposed to do, pray for all mankind.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we try
yes.
our best to pray for certain people, but God chose his people, right? And we should be the one to know that you cannot get anywhere and hide from God. God is everywhere. He, matter of fact, he knows your thoughts right now. He know your intent
mm-hmm.
just today. Man, I was if you've been listening to us for this amount of time that we've been on, this amount of time we've been on, and if you still the same way when we first started doing that, it won't be because we ain't talking.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be because we ain't preaching. It won't be because we don't love you. It's because you have a choice, help me, Holy Spirit, to serve God. You know, man, it'll be some days out of the week, so I'm just going to just leave mess alone. Reverend, you know what I'm saying, Reverend? Mm-hmm. There'll be a certain day, because some people ain't picking up the Bible like you do, Reverend, every day. Some people ain't picking up the Bible like you do every day, Reverend. Some people pick up mess every day and hold on to it all day long and thrive off of it, man. And they say they love God. Help me, Holy Spirit. What you saying, Reverend? I'm saying something Reverend, some things ought to just convict you sometimes. Man, I said, today I ain't going to do this.
Yes, sir.
This year, man, today I got to change this up, man. This it ain't working for me, man. I got to change it up. I'm going to mess up or mess somebody up. One to two. Amen. So watch what I say this. I'm reading verse 9. But if you turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, though they were of the cast out of the utmost part of the heaven, yet will I gather them from this, and I will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to set my name there. Watch this. Now, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm ready.
All right.
Now, that's what he said. These are the servants. These are thy servants and thy people whom thou hast redeemed. Oh, I love this.
Amen.
By the great power and by the strong hand. Oh, let me do it again. I'm going to read this for me. Mark Wesley said, he said, now these are thy servants and thy people whom thou hast redeemed by the great power and by the strong hand. I'm almost through, y'all. Oh, Lord, I beseech thee. See, he's trying to get his attention, man. He said, let now thy ear be attentive to my prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servant who desire to fear what thy name and prosper. He said, I pray to thee that thy servant this day, oh, help me, Jose. I mean, you know, there's a spirit around me, y'all. Y'all pray for me. It's a really, really bad spirit around me. Y'all keep me in your prayer. I pray thee that thy servant this day to grant him mercy in the sight of this man. For I was the king's cupbearer. You know what he said? For I was.
Yes, sir.
You hear what he said? I was. He's going to catch you in a minute. Yes, sir. He said, I was the king's cupbearer. So he presented to God in the most humblest manner you know how. When you want to get God's attention, he came in that. Because the third thing, he acknowledged that he was God, who created the heavens and earth. He did that. Then he went on a little farther with it, said that I'm not worthy. Lord, even my father, I'm not worthy. Even the people I'm around, not worthy. But Lord, we're going to turn and do what Moses put in the word. That's what he said. Lord, be attentive. Listen to me. Put your eyes on me. That's what he said. Because I want your attention.
Yes.
I want you to come and help me because my heart is heavy. That's what he's saying now. And I fear you, Lord. That's what he said. But his fear is what, Reverend? Unto what? It's unto wisdom and knowledge of God. That's what takes him what he has right now. Because if he didn't know the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, he would understand the knowledge of the Holy Understanding. You know what I said? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of holy is understanding. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, thy years of thy life shall be increased, if thou be wise, that thou shalt be wise for thyself. But if thou scorn, then alone shall bear it up. So in Proverbs, that's what we got from, right? 9 and 10 and through 12. I want you to know God. When God is positing something in your spirit, Now, I'm not going to tell you. I have to be truthful with it. That's why I would say this here. I know some of us struggle real hard to try to do his will. I know it is. This is what we're here for, to encourage you. We're here to encourage
you. That's right.
We're here to pray with you. We're here to love you. And watch this here. And we need your prayer, too.
That's right.
You might not hear that across the pulpit. And we need your prayer, too. You might not
understand
it. Yes, sir. Are you even preaching? We need your prayer, too. So if we pray together, Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Chile, we will stay together. You know, I always say, Reverend, you know, I always say, Reverend, pray that the Holy Spirit will help you with it, that you can carry in this day. Pray for that the Holy Spirit lets you put in your heart there's if something come up in your life by others. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes your others ain't it's not in your same household. Sometimes your others somewhere down your coworker, someone down the street, somebody around the corner. But let me tell you something like this is what makes me doing what I'm doing right as today, because I really have love for the people. I know this world is really hanging on the sin. And the sin is getting control of people's life. It has got so much. You go look at the TV, man. It promotes certain things should be promoting. If you say these people say they God people, but they're more like the money people. They want the money. They want the money. Mm-hmm. They don't care what people live here, you know. And then they go down and ask God for this and that and all that kind of stuff. God has spoken to the people, man. But right now, pleasure have taken over. Pleasure have taken over. Don't let pleasure take you over like that. Pray for you. Pray for the strength of the Lord. You know, and I'm going to tell you something like this here. Faith don't get us in. I know it. Faith don't get a lot of us in. I really believe that. And I pray for my faith. Get me in. I know we can do it. We can't do everything in the body, right? But I do know, though, I'm going to try. I'm going to try. If I fall, I'm going to try to get right on back up. And then if I see my brother down, I'm not going to push him back down. I'm going to try to help him up. If I see my sister, I'm going to try to help him up. If I don't have the word, I'm going to do like Nehemiah. Lord, help me. If it be God's will, right? If it be God's will, we'll try to go to chapter 2 tomorrow. But remember, I'm telling you, it's the love of God. The love of God that's what we do. So let the love of God spread abroad, and that's all I have.
Beautiful today. Oh, that's such a blessing. Hallelujah. When we realize, Lord, I'm before you. I'm not much, but Lord, I know if I turn unto you, hallelujah, where I fall short in, you'll help me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for this moment, this hour that you've given us that we came and reason in your word. Thank you for blessing us to reason in your words. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Amy. She sends in which way? Hallelujah. Message of the crosses. Foolishness to those who are perishing. 1 Corinthians 1:10. Hallelujah. To choose Christ now is a choice for eternity. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And see, when we have a choice, he who believes in the Son has everlasting life. And he who does not believe, hallelujah, in the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. John 3:36. Hallelujah. Which way? Hallelujah. Thank you, Amy. Also, she's been being. We are safe. 1 Peter 1:3-5. And also, he says, God has begotten us to an inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away. 1 Peter 3:4. Praise the Lord. An inheritance in heaven is the safest possible place. Oh, that's it. We're safe. And which way? Thank you, Lord. But choose you, Jesus. Choose for yourself, Jesus. Hallelujah. And accept his will, accept his way, Hallelujah. For his way leads you to righteousness. Hallelujah. She says, which way? Choosing Jesus will lead you in the way. Hallelujah. If you want to see the Father, Jehovah, the Ancient of Days, if you want to get to heaven, hallelujah, he said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. So if you want to make it to heaven, choose Jesus. Hallelujah. His will and his way and walk after his statutes, judgment, his precepts. Walk after the things, hallelujah, that make peace where one may edify another. Let's continue to pray and let God have his way in Jesus' name. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Continue to meditate on these things. Hallelujah. Continue to turn to God for your strength. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There be no pushing of the one button. Hallelujah. We thank you. Thank God for all that he has done. Hallelujah. For all he has done and all that he's going to do. Hallelujah. As we go to God in prayer, Father God in heaven, Father, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts. So thankful of your goodness. Thank you, Lord, of your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for being in attendance with us today. Father God, we ask you to bless us, Father God. Remove anything that would hinder our walk in getting as close as we can to you, Father God. We realize the day is drawing nigh, Father God, that the days are getting shorter. Bless us to be the best that we can be, Father God, for we want to go back with you when you come. We want to be ready when you call our name, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. Thank you for how you have had mercy and grace upon us over and over and over, Father God. Thank you, Father, for allowing us, hallelujah, to be the children which are called on by your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Continue, we ask that you humble us, the Father God, that we would be turning towards you. Humble us, Father God. Humble us, that we would turn from our wicked ways and turn unto you, Father God. Humble us, Father God, that you can mold us, Father God, what you would have us to be. Humble us, Father God, that I will give up our way, our will to be your way, your will. Hallelujah. Continue. We ask in prayer for this thing, Father. Prayer for those that are trying to do your will, trying to do your way, Father God. And the adversary tried to hinder them and throw fiery darts and, oh, Father, that would try to buffer them. We ask that you bind, hallelujah, bind any evil spirit, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We ask you cover us continually with your love, your grace, your mercy, your protection. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and we love you. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for the comments, the prayers. Hallelujah. The golden nuggets sent in. We just thank you for it all, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We pray, we thank you, and we love you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
blessed worshiper, Lord. I worship him. Come on, he's brought you over some mountain. Come on, tell him thank you. Come on, tell him thank you. That's it, let's worship the Lord. He desires our praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you.